Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, guy is going to be going absolutely nuts tonight because he's going to watch the Cavaliers pick at three and not trade out of it. He's Chris Fedor, covers the Cavs for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Chris, accurate scenario by me, or do you think the Cavaliers could move that pick?
Look, I think anything could happen. I was told a long time ago, guys, never say never, especially when it comes to the NBA draft and this time of year, because it's smokescreen season, it's silly season. But I've been told multiple times that it would take a, quote, godfather offer for the Cavs to move off the number three pick. They've been beaming with joy since they moved up in the lottery to number three. And it's not to me because of what that number three pick could lead to in terms of a trade haul. To me, it's because of what that number three pick could lead to in terms of the next core piece of this rebuild.
So I know you've been in your recent piece, of course, you could read Chris at Cleveland.com, and you should, because that's how you find out what's going on with this ball club. But in your recent piece, you said Evan Mobley is the guy that they are clearly targeting. Let's say something nuts happens and the Rockets either trade out of that pick to somebody else to take Mobley, or they take Mobley. Are they comfortable taking Jalen Green, or do you think there'd be a pivot to something else?
No, I think they'd be comfortable taking Jalen Green. I think it would be a debate internally between Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs. I know at least one member of the front office believes that Suggs is a better player than Green and has him ranked higher than Green. But general manager Kobe Altman was in the G League bubble when Jalen Green went nuts against the then Canton Charge. He saw him up close in person. He's been watching him for a number of years following his career, even going back to high school when he was, you know, a ballyhooed recruit, somebody who was looked at as the next future star in the NBA. So I think there would at least be a debate. But I think it would be Jalen Green, because I think the majority of people around the NBA and even inside the Cavs organization, it used to be considered a top tier of four players with Suggs as the fourth player. As we're closer and closer to draft time, it feels like Suggs is a little bit behind those other three.
Why is Mobley their preferred choice?
Because seven-footers don't move like him. They're not supposed to move like him. And he's just a different kind of player than what has come into the NBA draft over the last five.
Chris, sorry for the interruption there.
Oh, no worries. What happened?
An emergency, one of those warning thingies. So there we go.
Yeah, everybody be safe.
Yeah, everybody behave out there. There could be storms, and just let's all be safe.
Yeah, I mean, that's more important than me anyway.
Well, let's not stretch the truth. I look at Mobley and I think you don't find, as you said, you don't find guys like this in the NBA very often. And, you know, I have Giannis dancing in my head, winning an NBA championship. I won't say by himself, but with his buddy Chris Middleton. And I think, okay, let's find the next version of that. Different guys, but let's find the next version of that.
Right.
Why would Houston take Mobley? Why would Houston take Green? Because the Cavs are going to be stuck with, well, I shouldn't say stuck. The Cavs are going to be fortunate enough to get whoever's left.
I just think when it comes to Houston, guys, the vibe that I'm getting is that they prefer the shot creation and the playmaking potential and the scoring upside of somebody like Jalen Green, who, by the way, got close to Kevin Porter Jr. in the G League bubble because KPJ was down there playing for the Houston Rockets G League affiliate, and then Jalen Green was down there playing for the G League Ignite. And I just think the upside of getting somebody like that and creating that explosive backcourt is something that really appeals to Houston. The other thing that I've heard is that the Rockets are likely to be linked to Daniel Theis in free agency. I'm giving him a contract to be like a veteran influence, a stabilizer for their young guys. And I think he could help their front court. And that doesn't mean just because of that, they wouldn't take Evan Mobley. But this is all eye of the beholder type stuff. And some people feel like Green is a better prospect than Mobley. Other people feel like Mobley is a better prospect than Green. I just think from Houston's standpoint, what they're looking for, Green is a better fit. And they could probably make the argument that he might be a more talented player than Mobley. Who knows? They could go Mobley, though, as well, because of like the things that we've talked about. He's a switchable defensive linchpin. He is somebody who can space it out to three-point range. At least people believe eventually he can space it out to three-point range because of his mid-range shooting percentage, because of his free throw percentage, and those two things usually translate to three-point shooting. It's not a guarantee, but they can, and because he's a really hard worker, so they believe he's going to get better. So they could make the argument that even though we have Christian Wood on the roster, even though we may have an interest in Daniel Theis in free agency, like this is just a different seven-footer, so we'll go that direction.
Chris, do you believe the Cavaliers could trade back into the top 10 of this draft after they make their pick?
Yeah, and what would it cost? Hard to see. Yeah, that one's tough.
What would it cost?
Look, I think yes, because number 8, I believe, could be had of the Orlando Magic. I believe number 9 could be available from the Sacramento Kings. But the cost of that, I believe, would either be Colin Sexton or Larry Nance Jr. or the 2022 first-round pick. And it's just a lot. If they did, I would think that the target would either be Jonathan Kuminga, Franz Wagner, or Jalen Johnson from Duke. But the cost of that is really, really hard, especially when the Cavs don't have a second first-round pick already to kind of be like the launching point to get them back into the top 10. I think what's more likely for the Cavs is packaging some of the future second-round picks that they have and trying to get a pick in the 20s, or trying to get into the second round with some of those future seconds that they have.
With the Cavs sitting there in their situation and the abundance of interesting young guards, you know, Garland, Sexton, I'm assuming Isaac Okoro is a guard long-term at 6'4", Chris, and it's only a matter of time before he's playing shooting guard. What do you think the likelihood is that all three of those guys start the season in a Cavs uniform? I know so much talk about Colin Sexton in a trade, but they don't have to do anything there.
Right.
And the guy averaged 24 points a game.
Yeah, I've been saying for a long time that they have a hefty price on Colin Sexton, and I just find it hard to believe, given how he's viewed around the NBA, given the fact that he is extension eligible, I find it hard to believe that the Cavs are going to get the kind of offer that they're going to be willing to say yes to for Colin. I think for them to say yes to a Colin deal, it has to be an obvious win for them. Because they do still value him, because they still like him, and because they're not in a rush to do anything. But the truth is, he's also a potential trade asset. And if they can improve a different spot on the roster, or they could get an upgrade in talent for Colin and something else, then it's something that they have to explore, and it's something that they will explore. But I just think the price tag that they've put on Colin is one that a team around the NBA is going to have a hard time matching. And I think it's nuts that some people are talking about the Cavs maybe trading away Colin Sexton for a haul of future picks. That just doesn't align with the vision of what they want to be in year 4 of this rebuild.
At the end of the first round, who is a new Cavalier? You got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mobley unless they get a ridiculous offer from Oklahoma City or the Orlando Magic. And I think there's a chance that there might actually be a second guy that they get late in the first round as well.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Enjoy your work tonight. I can't wait to read it, and we'll see what they do.
Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Talk soon.
Chris Fedor joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cavs drafting tonight, number three. The best Cavs draft choices ever. The worst Cavs draft choices ever. History will tell you, Cavs get it right more often than not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.